true moral and intellectual power originates with God, April 27. My servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. The whole of the Christian world is involved in the great conflict of faith and unbelief. All will take sides. Some apparently may not engage in the conflict on either side. They may not appear to take sides against the truth, but they do not come out boldly for Christ through fear of losing property or suffering reproach. All such are numbered with the enemies of God. Morality cannot be separated from religion. Not all conservative tradition received from educated persons and from the writings of outstanding people of the past are a safe guide for us in these last days, for the great struggle before us is such as the world has never seen. We are not one of us safe, even with past experience, unless we live as seeing Him who is invisible. Daily, hourly, we must be actuated by the principles of Bible truth, righteousness, mercy, and the love of God. Any person who would have moral and intellectual power must draw from the divine source. At every point and decision inquire, "Is this the way of the Lord?" With your Bibles open before you, consult sanctified reason and a good conscience. Your heart must be moved, your soul touched, your reason and intellect awakened by the Spirit of God. The holy principles laid down in His Word will give light to the soul. I tell you, our true source of wisdom and virtue and power is in the cross of Calvary. Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He says, "Without me ye can do nothing." Jesus is the only sure guarantee for intellectual success and advancement. We need to practice temperance in all things so that the taste may be elevated, the appetite controlled, the passions subdued. The Lord Jesus can supply every grace: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. These are the fruits borne by the Christian tree. If you would have divine enlightenment, go to the throne of grace, and you will be answered from the seat of mercy. A compact was entered into by the Father and the Son to save the world through Christ, who would give Himself that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. No human power or angelic power could make such a covenant.